Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
You will recall that up to the announcement, which we heard live on the programme here last Thursday about the Leaving Cert being cancelled, we were inundated with parents and students primarily about the Leaving Cert and what should be done, and indeed the overall consensus on Liveline from the students was that there should be a dual approach, which is an approach that has been taken that you should be predictive on the one hand, and but you should have the option to sit if you're not happy with the predictive. Now, since then, we've still been contacted by parents and students, but almost without exception, none of them want to go on air because of this statement over the weekend by the teacher unions about canvassing. And canvassing, because it's teachers making the decisions out of 1,000 points, and canvassing might damage. So they don't want to be seen to be either A or nay, or commenting on how the school, their school in particular, is operating the online education system. So what we've decided to do is we've had a number of emails. We've just asked a number of actors who, by the way, are in the building. They're staff on four of us and on other programmes to help us. And here's the first letter. I think there's about four of them so far done.
Hi, Joe. I had wished to discuss the system to be implemented, but alas, will now be reported to the Department of Education if I contact the school for clarity, as this may be seen as canvassing. Hence, I must ask you not to publish my name. If the powers that be put half the effort into getting this right, as they have done in cocking it up, the students could then have moved on with their lives. Extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures, and these are certainly not that. It is incredible how the experts who backed Mr. McHugh in his determination to keep the Leaving Cert as it was, and who were adamant we could not, should not, and would not use predictive grading, have now backtracked. Can the button be pressed on the CAO data to see what or where this year's cohort are interested in studying? Can college assessment, matric type exam be put in place? Can access be given to all to attend their course of choice, as I'm sure college life will include more remote or online study in future? Can we grasp this opportunity to reform our outdated Leaving Cert once and for all? Again, I ask, who is protecting our students? Best regards, a Liveline listener.
And that was Sinead reading that. Thanks, Sinead. And the point is, if a parent or a student contacts the school in the next few weeks, is that seen as canvassing? And what are the sanctions that could be implemented by the school if there is canvassing? OK, 51551, what's your answer? Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What's your case, Elizabeth, please?
About over 70 years of age are not allowed to play tennis. Now, the tennis court is 78 feet long, mm-hmm, and it's 27 feet wide for singles.
Right.
And the recommendation from the government, which is taken up by the Tennis Ireland, who have told all the clubs throughout the country that they can't play, that the over 70s are excluded.
Why?
That's the big question. Like, it's 78 feet long, so, mm-hmm, I mean, if you're playing singles, like one player's at one end of the court, the other player's the other end of the court, and you could spend 45 minutes out on the court having a game.
And how often were you playing, Elizabeth?
I played every day.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Like, really and truly I did. I played every day, and like, let it be singles, like doubles, and say I played singles at least once a week and maybe twice a week.
And there's no doubles allowed, it's just singles.
Doubles are allowed if you're playing with
a member of your household.
A member of the house, and against...
And this is from next Monday?
This is from next Monday, yeah.
But you can't because you happen to be over 70.
I can't because I'm okay. Over 70, yes.
So stay there. Dr. Mark Rowe is in Waterford. Mark, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, Joe, can I just say how delighted... delighted I was to get that thank you card from me there about a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Wishing me and my staff well. It was greatly appreciated.
Well, you were very good for coming on live. Anyone who comes on live now doesn't get a penny, so I really appreciate your time.
I really do.
So, Mark, do you play tennis?
I do. I love tennis. It's a great game and it's a game for life.
And what about the over 70s rule?
Well, I have great sympathy for people that are over 70 because, you know, I think, you know, we all have two ages. You have your date of birth, you're born with that. That's your what I call your chronological age. But you also have your biological age, which is the miles in your clock. And, you know, there was a recent study shown in New York that showed that 94% of people admitted to hospital with coronavirus had underlying health conditions. You know, and 88% of people had at least two conditions. Just because you're 70 doesn't mean that you're not physically in great shape. You know, you could be 50 years of age, Joe, and you could be carrying a bit of weight. You could have diabetes. You could have a chest problem. You could be at much higher risk than, say, somebody who's 75, who's been fit and active all his or her life and isn't on any medication and hasn't any underlying problems. So,
okay, I accept the point about tennis and distance, as Elizabeth has pointed out. But tennis balls.
Well, I think, you know, and you know, I this is my own personal view, Joe. I'm not on the expert committee, but what I feel is that as we come out of lockdown, we're going to have to decide what level of risk are we prepared to put up with, because there isn't zero risk. And you know, if people are playing tennis, if they wash their hands afterwards, if they make sure they don't touch their face, etc., surely that has to be an extremely low level of risk at any age, I would have thought.
But the tennis...
Can I just come in
there
for
Elizabeth,
a minute?
Yes, Elizabeth.
The last couple of games that I have played were way back at the beginning of March. Mm. They were singles. And I went out on the court. First of all, I got out of the car and walked straight to the court. And then my opponents came following down after me. Mm-hmm. And we both were one end of the court and the other. I wore sunglasses and a hat and gloves. I wore plastic gloves with the like, so that my hands did not touch the balls.
Yeah, see, the problem with the gloves, Joe, is that gloves can give people a false sense of security.
Yeah.
Because even if you have gloves on, you can still touch your face or rub your eyes. But I think if people adopt, you know, social distancing and proper hand washing, people should be able to get back playing tennis and hopefully a range of other activities.
But Mark, you know, the line about the line about the over 70s is that they're much more vulnerable, and it's a broad stroke, so to speak, to ban them from tennis and other activities. But it is unfortunately a broad and all-encompassing stroke, which is rough to say the least. But Mark, that issue again of back and forward and tennis balls and people picking them up and transferring sweat and then the ball going to the other side of the court and the other person picking them up and transferring sweat.
Yeah, but if you wash your hands after the game, and if you commit to not rubbing your eyes or rubbing your face during the game, you should be still absolutely fine. You know, and maybe wash down the end of your racket and so on. See, I think that's a very low level of risk. What I'm seeing a lot of, Joe, over the last couple of months is people really beginning to really suffer from, I suppose, the effects of negative stress.
Yeah,
I think lockdown's had a huge impact on people's mental health.
Here.
Exercise is the greatest pill of all. We have to look at, if you're looking at well-being and vitality, you have to look at the overall picture. And, you know, I think the unintended consequences of preventing people from exercising and socialising safely, you know, with social distancing, etc., you know, need to be really looked at. Because it looks like this virus is going to be with us for a long, long time, to a greater or lesser extent. So we're going to have to learn to live with it and understand what low levels of risk are. And, you know, nothing is risk-free.
Now, they are, obviously, they're allowing tennis for under 70, so they've made the decision there. But do you think the over 70s barrier is correct?
Well, in the case of tennis, I think over 70 should be able to play tennis, but that's my personal view, because I just think exercise is just so incredibly good for your health and well-being that if they wanted to play tennis, why not if they did it in a, in a safe way?
Well, they're coming in there. I won't go down the road of tennis gags about rackets and give me a break and no one love all and courting disaster, but they're coming in their droves at this stage. Giles Kerr, Giles, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Lovely to join your show. I'd agree totally with your contributors there. I'd make a couple of points.
Have you been? Are you banned from playing tennis?
We're banned, yes, because I'm over 70. I've been playing tennis since I was the age of 8. I'm really looking forward to getting back to the game next Monday. And Tennis Ireland have issued some very, very sensible requirements.
Yeah.
But the thing that doesn't seem to make sense is the over 70s. We, I suppose, more than any age group in particular, understand the gravity of COVID-19. So we've been observing the cocooning protocols for 2 months. So we wouldn't be taking any risks. Play is restricted to singles only. You're changing ends at opposite sides of the net. People have been instructed to bring their own tennis balls. So that if you're serving, you use your balls, the other person hits it back, but they don't. They never touch the ball with their hands.
But how do you know which are which?
Well, so for example, I'll use Slazenger balls, and somebody else, when my opponents are playing, will use Dunlop balls.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So
you don't have to touch the ball. If the ball, you lift the ball on your foot with your racket and clip it back to the other person or kick it back.
Well done.
So it should be perfectly safe. It's very unfair because golfers are permitted to return even in three balls from next Monday.
Of all ages.
Oh, there's no restriction on golf players.
But it's not the government that have put the 70 restriction, is it?
It's an interpretation by Tennis Ireland of some discussions they've had with the Minister of State for Sport, Brendan Griffin, last Friday.
Yeah, it seems to be... stay there, Giles. Giles, you've been playing for over 60 years. Tennis.
I've been playing for 63 years,
and
yeah.
And when you play, are you playing competitively? I know, of course, you're playing competitively, but are you in a league or a competition?
Yes, we have 12 clubs in Dublin that participate. There's an over-70s league.
Right.
An over 75s league and an over 80s league.
And which one are you in?
I'm in the over 70s league, but we have 12 clubs in Dublin, and that will be going on at the moment. In fact, I think the finals would have been due to be tomorrow.
Wow.
There's an over
70s league in tennis, an over 75s league in tennis, and an over 80s league in tennis.
I was talking to an 86-year-old member of another club this morning, and he's keen to get it back. He plays in the over 80s league.
Just to satisfy my curiosity here, Giles, could the 86-year-old, could he or she be participating in all three of those leagues?
Well, in theory, yes.
Yeah, so that's incredible.
In practice, probably
not. I know. It'd be hard
to... In practice, probably not. And indeed, we had an Irishman, Gerry Clark, who won. Gerry Clark is now in his 90s, 93, I think. And Gerry Clark won the British over 85 championship several times.
Okay.
So, I mean,
and Giles, are you getting any of your membership fees back? I know that's the furthest thing from your mind.
No, we're not interested in that.
We're just getting out on the court.
Getting fit. Because we realise the clubs will be going through difficult times financially, and most tennis clubs are small enough. The other thing to bear in mind is that the LTA, the British Lawn Tennis Association, have issued some guidelines, and there's no mention of restrictions on over 70 plus players there.
Okay, let me bring Eddie French in. Eddie.
Yes, Joe, hi.
What's your situation?
Well, I think Giles was talking about me there because I'm 86.
Oh, good
and
man.
And I play competitive tennis too.
How long have you been playing tennis, Eddie?
All my life.
Wow.
Yeah, so I play
regularly and
play competitively. And Giles will tell you there, we all compete in these leagues and they're great. And Gerry Clark there, who's the Dorian of them all, has won three British Championship singles over 80.
Okay. So yeah. You were told initially that tennis and golf was back, from next Monday, so you were thrilled. When did you discover, because of your age, you can't play?
Yeah, we assumed that tennis, that it was a positive decision and not the negative decision we've got. And then we got this thing from Tennis Ireland, which it's a pity because we're trying to look at the positive side, not at the negative side. And there are ways. You can wear gloves, as I think Elizabeth said there. You could wear golf gloves, for instance, and you could sanitize them or put alcohol on them. There are all sorts of ways, and play with different types of balls, as Giles says. You know, there are so many ways around it. And all the most of the clubs have courts which are easily separated, so people don't have to mix. Like you can have one age group on a group of courts, another age group, or give them their own time and only get them turn-off time. Because most of the clubs have plenty of courts. So it's a shame.
And I know 86 is the new 50, Eddie, but are you still as... Have you noticed any change in the last 10 years in your dexterity or speed? Or
You'd have to ask Giles and Elizabeth there. She knows my game too.
Elizabeth. he's a good player, is he, Elizabeth? Is Eddie? Is Elizabeth gone? Oh, sorry, Joe. My fault. Elizabeth is. Yeah, sorry, who's that? Giles.
Joe, could...
Mark.
Yeah, could I just come in there?
Yeah.
Joe, you've raised a really, really interesting point about ageing and longevity and exercise. And there was a fascinating study done in Harvard a number of years ago where they took men that were all aged 90 years of age, and they put them on an exercise program for 8 weeks where they had to lift weights, light weights, for 20 minutes three times a week.
Okay.
At the end of the 8 weeks, their lean muscle mass had increased by guess how much, Joe?
Now go on, tell me.
312%.
Wow.
In 8 weeks. So it's very much a case of use it or lose it. It's never too late to start exercising, to becoming stronger, becoming more flexible. And it can really increase what we call now your health span, which is the number of years that you stay healthy. So it's really kind of adding more life to your years as more years to your life. You know?
Maybe we can ask Tony Holohan, who looks like an incredibly fit man. Maybe somebody will ask him at the press conference. I know there's important issues, but somebody can ask him at the press conference, what does he think of this decision by the Lawn Tennis Association to ban over 70s from playing tennis from next Monday, which anyway, as it's in droves here, people objecting to it. Okay, Elizabeth, did you play with Eddie?
So I did indeed.
Yes.
I played many a competition with him.
And is he still on form?
Oh, very much so. Very much.
Okay, great. Okay, and Eddie, did you play with Elizabeth?
Absolutely.
And is she still on form?
Oh, totally.
Great.
I don't know how she does it. She plays three times a day sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She does.
Okay. That's the end of the doubles game for this section, but it's love all so far. I can see people are queuing up. This over 70s being barred from tennis from next Monday has a lot of people deeply upset. A lot of very fit people and great people really upset. Okay, thank you all. 51551 Marchant. By the way, just as I said earlier, we were inundated last week, leaving here students and parents about what if and the issues. Since it was announced that if you are seen to be canvassing in any way about your child's leaving cert, your child will be penalised, which is an amazing comment. But that's what the two unions said. And the teachers who are brilliant, but they're the ones that are doing the predictive grading. So here's another parent who contacted us about their worries about the system.
As a parent of a student who's now facing a non-leaving cert, I'd like to ask how the department will deal with my daughter's situation. She's a chronic long-term illness and over the years has missed a lot of school due to ill health, well documented with the school. In fifth year, she missed several weeks, constantly attending hospital appointments, and about 5 weeks in early 2019, yet again, she was admitted to hospital. She's on several medications for her condition, which flares up from time to time. This leaving cert year, she fell ill in November. She went to school sporadically. She missed most of her Christmas exams and she ended up in hospital in February, the week before her prees. She's a very resilient, remarkable girl. She went in and sat most of them. Since the school's closed, she is studying away at home with the online support and was well and quite happy to do her exams. She found it so much easier, as over the years some teachers have been great, more not so understanding. How can she be confident of getting any decent assessment under predictive grading? She's a determined, intelligent girl. She wants to do what her peers are doing. She has a course in her mind and she has applied for it. There's been absolutely no information from the department or the school as to how these students are going to be dealt with. Are we to hope and pray that they'll be recognised and given some form of alternative grading, or is it down to the individual teacher or the school's discretion? Students and parents need answers to these concerns.
And you can understand, thanks Fiona, you can understand listening to that why parents are worried about it. If they made that plea publicly on with their own voice here on Liveline, could the school say that is canvassing, you're looking for special treatment for your daughter? Anyway, that's the worry parents have, that's why they're not coming on, but they want us to communicate their emails. 51551, watch on.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at RT.ie. Mary, and back to tennis. Your comments, please, Mary. The ban. The Irish Lawn Tennis Association decided that the government said from next Monday, golf, tennis, sports like that, you can do them again with certain distance restrictions. However, the Irish Lawn Tennis Association said, yes, we will reopen on Monday, but anyone over 70 cannot play. Your comment, Mary, please.
Okay, so just to explain, the government actually said that over 70s can now exercise, and two sports were given permission to continue, golf and tennis. Now, golf has taken the polar opposite view to tennis, and they are allowing the over 70s to play. But Tennis Ireland, which is the organisation that runs tennis in Ireland, has decided over 70s cannot make that decision for themselves. So I feel that that's quite unfair at the moment for the over 70s to be not given their own choices. The doctor that was on earlier on said that they, you know, there's a different age for them. But also, I would really like to hear a date for when the over 70s can return, because at least that might at least give them some hope of when they can play. I play vets tennis myself, and the super seniors is what we call the players who play the over 60s, 65s and 70s. And I know many of them on the over 70s are extremely disappointed that they can't return to tennis.
And what age is vets tennis, Mary, so to speak?
It starts from over 35s, and we play ITF tournaments across the world. So last year, for example, it was in Miami, and this year the super seniors, I think they were supposed to play in Spain, but it was unfortunately cancelled. But there's a whole raft of Irish vets players who are really disappointed with this announcement. And I'm in my 40s, so it's not affecting me, but I felt I'm on a committee in the tennis club, and I felt very uncomfortable with the decision from Tennis Ireland that we had to follow. That we were not allowed, and we were told to go so far as possibly removing them from the booking system from some of the organisation members, and I just think that was really an extreme I was very uncomfortable taking.
Okay, Mary, stay there, Mary. Before I go to another tennis player upset about this, let's listen to another. I really think this is important given what's been said over the weekend and the confusion. There's another Leaving Cert parent who contacted us but didn't want to go on air because they basically feel their child might be penalised in the predictive results.
Dear Joe, please do not read out my email address. Why are we still talking about the mocks being taken into consideration when we all know the mock papers were leaked in advance? What is the position regarding a child who missed a lot of time due to hospitalisation? What is the position regarding the practicals? Some of them have not been submitted yet. Do they still have to be submitted? There is still no clarity around any of these questions. My child and I are afraid to try and engage with the school in case it is classified as canvassing. Please do not read out name.
Okay, that speaks for itself. Tom Hoolan, Tom, back to banning the over 70s from playing tennis from next Monday, even though everyone else can.
Yeah, I think it's wrong. Very, very wrong, Joe.
Why?
Well, I'm 69, going on 69, please God.
Yeah.
I'm out running, I run marathons. Now, I had a heart attack 18 months ago, and the surgeon told me on the table, he said, only if you have your level of fitness, you'll be in trouble. So there are people out there, 70, 80, whatever, and they're super fit. Mm-hmm. And I think it was ageist. Now, I don't think it was done in a bad way, but I think it should be left to the discretion of people themselves.
How many marathons have you run, Tom?
68.
68?
Yeah.
One for every year of your life.
Well, I have 22 New York City marathons done. I hold a record.
Good man. And are you down? Did you register for this year's marathon in October?
Well, believe in New York?
No, well, anywhere, Ireland.
Well, I tell you what happened, Ojo. I came back from New York 2018, and 2 weeks later I had a heart attack. But I was back running 2 weeks later.
Okay.
But we tried to book this year, myself and my son, for New York this year. But when he put a deck of cards through, it didn't go through. And he said, Dad, it didn't go through. We'll do it tomorrow. I said, you know what? Leave it.
Okay.
Believe it, you know.
That's incredible. That's incredible. What time are you doing? Your most recent marathon, what duration?
Oh, I'm a little over 6 hours now, Joe. My fastest time in a marathon will be 3 hours 21.
Isn't that fantastic? You know? Fantastic.
But New York is the toughest mountain road race in the world, so that's it.
Okay, you sound great. You sound great. Wendy Bourne's Wendy, sorry for holding you again.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
You were on with us before. Your daughter's really into tennis, wanted to put a little tennis court in a big expanse of grass that's in front of the houses there, and the council shut it down. How is your daughter getting on?
Unfortunately. What can I say, Joe? I don't agree with it, but we were instructed by several TDs and the head of the parks to shut it down, so we had to kind of... Reluctantly, that's how I put it. But the thing for Zara is she will be back to tennis next week in some form
within the club. Okay. Was she number two in Ireland at one stage?
She was number two in Ireland last year for quite a period of the year last year, yeah. So she'll get back. It's, you know, she can see light at the end of the tunnel compared to the over 70s. And my stance on it is this, Joe. The over 70s have really been the backbone of staying indoors, cocooning. They've done their time indoors.
Okay.
If the park associations, South Dublin County Council or whatever, that run the parks, if they can say over 70s can go to the parks at certain times each day, why can't Tennis Ireland say...
Okay, well, I take the point. I'm over time. But there's a slew of calls all saying the same thing, Wendy. And thanks to Ed and Tom also, and Mary and all our other callers. Back tomorrow, 1:45, and today's programme, Tommy O'Sullivan on sound, Lane Collins, the BCO, Richard Byrne, the research, and the series producer who produced today is Rebecca Meehan. And Ray Darcy is next.